Self-denial. Those who have not good judgment in the use of time and money should advise with those who have had experience. With the money that we had earned at our trade, my sister and I provided ourselves with clothes. We would hand our money to mother, saying, "Buy, so that after we have paid for our clothing, there will be something left to give for missionary work." And she would do this, thus encouraging in us a missionary spirit. The giving that is the fruit of self-denial is a wonderful help to the giver. It imparts an education that enables us more fully to comprehend the work of Him who went about doing good, relieving the suffering, and supplying the needs of the destitute. The Savior lived not to please Himself. In His life there was not trace of selfishness. Though in a world that He Himself had created, He claimed no part of it as His home. "Foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests," He said, "but the Son of Man hath not where to lay His head."